to open the first Black-owned pediatric urgent care clinic in Indianapolis has received a great deal of attention, not only here in Indianapolis, but nationwide. What has the response been from the community since opening the doors?
You know what? The response has been actually great. You know, we are in located in an area that is kind of like a health desert. There's not really any urgent cares in this area or in the urban community. So opening up Children's Express Care Clinic has allowed the opportunity to bring health care to these areas.
So over your 20-year career, at what point or at any point did you think you want to open your own clinic, but you were going to be the first Black-owned pediatric urgent care clinic? Would that be a hinder or an asset? And do you see yourself as a trailblazer?
You know, when the plan came into place for opening up the clinic, I never knew that I would be the first Black-owned clinic for pediatric urgent care. That was never a thought. After the clinic was opened and we'd done a little bit of research, that's when we noticed that we were the first Black-owned pediatric urgent care clinic in the state. Not only are we the first Black-owned pediatric convenience care clinic in the state, we're currently the only pediatric urgent care in the state right now. Definitely it's not hindering. I feel like it's an asset, you know, because we're bringing health care to the community. And yes, I definitely do see myself as a trailblazer.
Several articles exist which have documented the existence of racism in the medical field, particularly against Black nurses. It's 2022, and unfortunately, instances have occurred in which a patient will refuse to be treated by a Black doctor or a Black nurse. Have you ever experienced that type of occurrence?
In the past, I feel, you know, I've been worked in a lot of hospital chains, and there has been times where there has been patients have been a little bit of hesitance. But once I go in and kind of, you know, acknowledge who I am and what experience I have, sometimes that changes. You know, I've had some peers have that happen to them before. You know, I just tell them, you know, the patients ultimately can refuse who they want to give them care. Speaking to my peers, I just let them know, you know, you got to push, look past that. You're still great. As long as you have your knowledge and your expertise, just keep pushing for what your goal is.
What brings you the greatest joy during your workday?
You know, it's not about the money in doing this at all whatsoever. It's me bringing health care to an urban community, basically, and being able, when we get families into our facility, we treat everyone that walks through this door like family. You know, we don't discriminate. We treat all colors here. The biggest thing is being able to get these kids and families on the right path to a healthier lifestyle.
Thank you for your time today and your information.
You're welcome.